Joanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. For those who can handle the truth. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to Spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and month, and you will see a list of the guests together with links to their websites. For questions or comments during the program, email Spingola1@yahoo.com. My regular email is Deanna@Spingola.com. RBN is conducting a pledge drive. You may help by contributing to that pledge drive. Just call 800-724-2719. Please support RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website, including business cards and bumper stickers. You may also subscribe to the archives at a higher rate than the usual $1.33 per month, or you can purchase some advertising if you have a product or service that you would like to promote. The number is 800-724-2719 or go to republicbroadcasting.org. RBN would not be conducting a pledge drive if they did not need the money. So I hope that our listeners will take that into consideration. Naperville Smart Meters Group is demonstrating against the local city officials and their insistence on installing smart meters in Naperville, Illinois, against the residents' better judgment. They are going to have this demonstration on Sunday, April 15th, from 1 o'clock to 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and this is going to be at the Naperville Municipal Center at 400 South Eagle Street. I have created a page if you want more information about that. It is linked on today's date on the radio schedule page. So remember, this Sunday. People like pawns in the elite's global chess game migrate for diverse reasons: natural disasters, warfare, famine, economics, and religious or ethnic persecution. Often for political or cultural objectives, certain entities manage and fund that persecution, a form of terrorism. The elites, under humanitarian auspices through immigration, shift populations to designated areas to facilitate cultural engineering goals. Economic depression, forcing immigration from one area, accommodates cheap labor requirements elsewhere. Governments shift expendable populations to camps, isolated reservations, or crowded inner-city neighborhoods. They attempt to alter the demographics in numerous countries in order to effect political change. Pluralism allows Jews, about 2% of the American population, to associate, conduct business, and participate in society as just one of the many groups with its unique religious tenets and political convictions. In a pluralistic, diverse society, it is almost impossible for non-Jews with such diversities to unite in opposition to Judaism's predatory activities. Nationalism is anti-establishment, isolationist, neutral, and people once considered it conservative. Nationalists, in contrast to internationalists, do not exploit or suppress the liberties of others. Government schools and corporate media have indoctrinated and betrayed the American population to abandon nationalism, loyalty to one's country, in exchange for internationalism. With that, I would like to introduce my guest today, Keith Johnson. His website is revoltofthepleps.wordpress.com. Welcome to the program, Keith.
Well, thank you for inviting me back on your program, Deanna. Pleasure to be here.
I love your new article.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, I thought it was about time that that issue was addressed.
Yeah. All righty. I'm sorry, we need to take a 3-minute break and we'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Deanna, and our guest today is Keith Johnson, and his website is revoltoftheplebs, all one word, .wordpress.com. I want you to drop everything you're doing, and I want you to go to that website, revoltoftheplebs.wordpress.com, and I want you to sign up as a subscriber. Now, you're not going to get a bunch of email. You're only going to get notification when Keith writes a new article. But let's make this thing grow. He writes some really good articles, and I think you ought to be notified. Okay.
Well, thank you for that plug. Thank you for that plug. That saved me a lot of breath. You know, speaking of emails, I had quite a traumatic morning because I found out, and this is from my blog, so if people do subscribe, it has nothing to do with my regular email account, which got hijacked this morning or yesterday at some point, and they started sending out spam emails to a lot of the people on my contact list, so I had to shut down my email account. And so if you try to correspond with me, Deanna, on that, you're not going to be able to get a hold of me. I'm going to have to set up a new account and start all over, but I don't know if that has anything to do with the work that I do or if it's just, you know, I just fell victim to.
You think that might be it?
There's always that possibility, but I don't know. If you've got an email that says, you know, hey, check into this email, you know, this home business, don't click on that link because you are very well likely to get a virus. But anyway, I thought I'd let you know that that's been my day this morning is dealing with that mess. But anyway, yes, thank you for that nice plug, and The article that, well, it's more of an essay, really, that I just posted on my WordPress account is Shalom Amigos, which is kind of a blend of the Hebrew word for hello and goodbye, Shalom, and then Amigos is a Hispanic word. And, you did a pretty good lead up there talking about the Jews, who represent 2% of the population of the United States, somewhere around there, who are at the forefront of creating a pluralistic society. And as I set out my thesis here in the article, is that, you know, throughout the 20th century, they have been sowing the seed of multiculturalism. And now, as we're getting deeper into this century, we're starting to find that it's starting to pay off for them. And I start off by going over some statistics here released by the National Policy Institute a couple years ago, which indicates that as a percentage of the world inhabitants, the white population, will plummet to a single digit, which is about 9.7, so just below 10%. But when you consider that they're estimating that to take place by 2060, so we're talking about 50 years or, you know, a little less than 50 years from now. But still, when you consider that the population, that the white population in the world was hovering right around 30% in 1950, just in a little more than 100 years, the white population has been reduced to a third of what it once was. And you can't, you know, there's no denying that this multiculturalism that has been fostered throughout the world has had a lot to do with that. Now, as far as here in the United States, the U.S. Census Bureau projects, and this is kind of old information, but, you know, the U.S. Census Bureau has a tendency of dragging its feet when it gets out its most recent census information. But based on just 2008 information, they project that the non-Hispanic single white or single race white population is projected to be only slightly larger in 2050 than in 2008. But this group is projected to lose population in the 2030s and 2040s and comprise 46% of the total population in 2050, down from 66% in 2008. So that's quite significant. That's a 20% drop over, you know, the next 40 years. Meanwhile, the Hispanic population is projected to almost triple from 46.7 million to 32.8 million during the 2008-2050 period, which means that nearly one in three, if we were to go by this, nearly one in three residents here in the United States would be Hispanic. So we're talking about, in the very near future, the white population become a minority, if we go by these statistics. But again, we're talking about, information that comes from the National Policy Institute, the U.S. Census Bureau, that pretty much base their projections on trends and assumptions about future childbearing and morality and things of that nature and international migration. But, like I said out in my article here, what they fail to add in is a predictable future based upon current events, things that are occurring here, particularly in the Middle East. And I think, that's going to have a dramatic impact on the demographics here in the United States. I know that, it is pretty much, considered a given that we're going to have a predominantly Hispanic population, but from the research that I've done, I think that what is the stage is being set for is a very diluted society where there is no predominant majority. I think that's exactly what the Zionists or the Jewish controllers, those who have powerful interests in seeing this, is that there is no dominant majority, but just warring factions. And I think that if we continue in the direction that we're going to see the United States become the new third world. Right now, we look at the Middle East, we look at Africa, and we see these places as cesspits, places we wouldn't want to go. But if you believe, as I do, that Zionist Israel is intent on expanding its borders to include out from its present from its present borders, which is really right now roughly the size of New Jersey, expanding it out from the Nile River to the Tigris and Euphrates. We're talking about large swaths of Egypt, Saudi Arabia. We're talking about all of those neighboring countries, Syria, Lebanon, Cyprus, all of those falling under Israel's control. And they set, I mean, this is the plan. They consider this greater Israel. They consider this what God has given them, what God has granted them. And if you look at a lot of policy papers coming out of the United States, the Clean Break document, which was championed by many of the familiar neocons we know, if you look at Oded Yinon's plan for Israel in the 1980s, it sets out an agenda, as a plan for how this is to take place. And we see this Arab Spring as part of that plan, which many people have now accepted the Arab Spring to be manufactured, to be created by a lot of these non-governmental organizations, quote-unquote, like the National Endowment for Democracy, the International Republican Institute.
All of CIA. These things,
yeah, all of these things, all of these organizations got the ball rolling. And their plan in the Middle East may not be the same as, for instance, in South America or in the Caucasus, in Russia, where they would like to, yes, they would like to see a U.S.-friendly and an Israeli-friendly puppet heading those major countries like Venezuela or Russia. They would like to see a new Boris Yeltsin in Russia, you know, someone who will just do the bidding of the United States. However, when we talk about the Middle East, it's a different plan. These democracy-promoting organizations just get the ball rolling. They get, you know, these idealistic young people, students, bourgeois housewives, to get behind making changes, you know, trying to get closer to a Western-style government. But then, as we saw in late December, the Egyptian government raided the offices of these pro-democracy groups and threatened to prosecute these people, and many of them were Americans. But you see, recently that they have backed off that, and they said, "Okay, we're going to, you know, prosecute. We're going to allow the Americans to leave," which they did, and you know they're never going to return. Meanwhile, the people who are going to be held on charges are going to be these idealistic young people, these students. All, of course, are Egyptians. They're going to carry the brunt of it. And I'm one of the only ones who's really seen this raid of these democracy groups as a clever ploy that may have even been instigated or promoted, maybe even got the green light from the United States government to give them an exit strategy. Because, like I say, they really didn't want to push towards having a true democracy, but rather replace the old tired dictators with even more brutal regimes, Wahhabi regimes. And if people know anything about Islam or any Muslims, you will know that Wahhabism, which is practiced primarily in Saudi Arabia, is despised. It is hated. It's not something popular. You don't get a lot of people converting to Wahhabism. And it is a perversion of Islam. It is not true Islam. And that's when, you know, you hear of all of these, people getting their arms, their hands chopped off because they stole something, or very repressive laws against women. This all has to do with Wahhabism, and we'll talk more about
it. Sounds more like the Talmud.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it is.
All right, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
It
Do you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Keith Johnson. His website is revoltofthepleb.wordpress.com. Plebs is P-L-E-B-S, plebs. And, you know, it's very interesting, the things that you bring out in your article. You talk about the immigration into this country. You give some history about it. And we're just, you know, you put it together. You've asked, well, why are these people in the so-called truth movement talking about Sharia law, talking about all of this immigration without addressing the real reason why it's happening and why it has been happening for a good long time, ever since the plaque on the Statue of Liberty went up that was welcoming all of these the poor and the let me find it exactly what it does say. Let's see, where is it? Emma Lazarus, the daughter of a rich Jewish New York sugar merchant, wrote this poem, and part of it says, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." And it is on, it's on a plaque on the Statue of Liberty, which is basically a free Masonic complimentary gift from France, because the Marxists won the war, what we call the Civil War. And So here we have an invitation to have everybody come on in. You know, you don't need to have a job. Just come on in. We know that communism is very appealing to poor people, and so they're going to come in with their hands out.
Most definitely, yeah. As a matter of fact, it was an English Jew who coined the term melting pot to describe the United States.
Yes, Israel's Anguil.
Israel's Anguil. He was an English Jew who designated the United States as a melting pot. And, you know, the man who championed one of the men who championed the 1965 immigration law, which really opened the floodgates, and that's basically what he declared when it was passed into law, was Senator Javits, a Zionist Jew. And I don't think it's any coincidence that 2 years later, during the 1967 Six-Day War, which was instigated by Israel, that we started to see a mass migration of Arabs, people from Palestine, from Egypt, from all over the place, who started coming into this country. And, you know, Israel just basically is a place which has made it a living hell for their neighbors. And so, obviously, they're going to look for some way out. Most people don't have the wherewithal and the finance to come to the United States, so they go to neighboring nations, and then, of course, Europe is next. But I think that is going to change here in the near future as Israel expands out of its borders, and we'll get to that. But you were talking about how Wahhabism is more in line with the Talmud. And it really is. It was hatched in the 18th century by a Donme Jew. And if people don't know what a Donme Jew is, type that word in, D-O-N-M-E-H. And these Donme Jews really wear the mask of Islam, but they have a genetic link to Judaism. And the man who hatched this Wahhabism, a man in the 18th century by the name of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. He was the grandfather of Chen Shulman, a member of the Jewish community of Basra, Iraq. And Wahhabism is far more has far more in common with the Jewish Talmud than it does the Quran. And like I said, the people of Islam consider it to be a perversion, not true Islam. And like I say, the many people who are converting to Islam are not converting to Wahhabism. It's more of a political tool. It's a way for monarchs to repress their people. And I would consider it more along the lines of Christian Zionism. I would say that that Wahhabism is like Judeo-Islam, like Zionism is Judeo-Christianity. You know, it's an oxymoron. It really can't exist. But these are the kinds of regimes that Israel wants put in place throughout the Middle East. And you might ask, well, why wouldn't they want someone, you know, who's friendly with Israel? Why wouldn't they want someone who's friendly with the United States? Well, because Israel has to be in constant turmoil, has to always be able to say that the security is being threatened. Imagine a world, a Middle East, where Israel got along with its neighbors. It would have no justification to expand its borders. It needs to have constant chaos in the Middle East. It has to have countries which are continuing to break into sectarian violence and fractionalizing into smaller little sub-entities, so it destabilizes the region. And what I believe is we are going to see here coming in the near future, yeah, I know that there's a lot of rhetoric, a lot of talk about a strike on Iran. I don't see it coming. I don't see how they could possibly think that that is a good way to go. However, we're dealing with the state of Israel, and these people are insane. These people have this feeling of invulnerability.
And they're psychopathic.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
We do have to take a three-minute break. We will be right back with our wonderful guest today, Keith Johnson, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Keith Johnson, and his website is revoltofthepleb.wordpress.com. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443. Did you notice, or did you know about the Jewish Parliament that was inaugurated in Brussels in February? It's called the First European Jewish Parliament, and there was an article on it. Apparently, they are convening a first ever Jewish parliament, which I
first
think,
ever. Wow.
Find very interesting. I don't know whether it's part of the Sanhedrin or what, but I mean, you have to kind of wonder about it.
Oh, yeah. And you say, I'm sorry, my phone was cutting out. You say that this is happening when? Or is this happening in Brussels or what?
They inaugurated the first ever Jewish parliament in Brussels on February 17th of this year. And, I mean, I think that's very interesting. I'm not sure whether it's supposed to function as some sort of a Sanhedrin or what, because they initially created a Sanhedrin back in the 1800s to represent worldwide Jewry. And now it seems that they have formalized it and made it public.
Wow. And that isn't really something that you'll hear on Fox News or something that they're going to, yeah.
No. You know, you mentioned Barbara Lerner Spector in your article. And I thought, oh, I'm going to go back and look at that video, because she did say that in a YouTube video. And I got an error message. It says, this video is no longer available due to a copyright claim by the IBA, the Israeli Broadcasting Authority.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. As a matter of fact, I do have a link. I think it's under where it says on the article, where it says Lerner Says. And then if you go there, you find a clip of her speaking. It's not the full clip, but it does have her talking, and then there's some subtitles there that you can read as well. But I have the text of exactly what she said, a couple
right.
years ago.
Yeah, but, and she said that in this video, and so I'm glad that you have the text of it, because the video is no longer there. And it's so interesting that here she is living in Israel and deciding what they're going to do in Sweden. And, I mean, that's pretty blatant and arrogant of them to decide what they're going to do with our country when you point out in your article that they're the most racist country in the entire world.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And if people don't know what we're talking about, Barbara Lerner-Specter is a woman who considers herself a former American who left the United States to make Aliyah, which is migrant to Israel, or what they call return to the Holy Land. And 10 years ago, she moved to Sweden to found this organization called IDEA, otherwise known as the European Institute of Jewish Studies in Sweden. And she says some pretty provocative things. On their website, they say that the purpose of their organization is to revive a European Jewish voice long silenced by communism and post-Holocaust trauma. I just love that. Post-Holocaust trauma. A voice that can contribute to a culturally rich and pluralistic Europe. And this is a woman who is trying to force multiculturalism on the people of Sweden. And what she says verbatim is, I think there is a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we are going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe
to make. So blatant.
Yeah.
So blatant.
They are now, and it's even worse, they are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive. And it's very strange that Europe actually would survive were it not for this multiculturalism. But I think that's her way of saying, listen, you do what we say or we're going to destroy you, like they destroyed Germany. And like you said, this is just such chutzpah. I mean, from a citizen of Israel, one who loves Israel, her Jewish homeland, which truly is, as she said, a monolithic society. She's Europe a monolithic society. Israel is a monolithic society. I mean, this is a place where they have racial segregation, bigotry, xenophobia. Right now, and I'm just saying a very conservative figure, the Palestinians are living on less than 20% of their original homeland. There are some estimates that they're living on 14% of their homeland. I mean, just think about it, Deanna. The very first year that Israel came into existence in 1948, they ethnically cleansed 750,000 of 1.3 million Palestinians. I mean, it's just amazing. And then we have to hear this woman preaching to us about tolerance when she comes from a society, one of the worst, most racist societies on the planet. I mean, you can't, they're proposing bills that Palestinians have to take a loyalty oath, acknowledging that Israel is a Jewish homeland. You know, rabbis are on record discouraging interracial marriage or marriage between Jews and non-Jews. They discourage that. It's just amazing. It's the height of hypocrisy. And we saw the same thing here in the United States back when Arizona passed their immigration law back in 2010. We have the Anti-Defamation League's regional chairman of Arizona, Miriam Wiseman, coming out and condemning that immigration law, saying that as a nation of immigrants, we must endeavor to embrace the diverse groups that make ours the most enviable and pluralistic democracy in the world. And this was back in 2010, and from the very same organization, the Anti-Defamation League, just last month, Abraham Foxman came out strongly denouncing a critic of Israel. He's a Jew named Peter Beinart, because he dared suggest a one-state solution that allowed Palestinians equal voting rights. And this is what he actually wrote. I mean, contrast this, what I'm about to read you, with what Miriam Wiseman said, that we are a nation of immigrants and we must endeavor to embrace the diverse groups. Well, he writes, if Israel were to hold on to all the territory, the demographic challenge would emerge in full force. Even if one takes seriously those who argue that the number of Palestinians living in the West Bank has been exaggerated, and most Israeli demographers disagree with that assessment, the ratio of Jews to Arabs in a one state would be near the 50% mark and would make the concept of a Jewish and democratic state, the hallmark of Israel through its history, a practical impossibility. A truly Jewish state can exist, as it does now, only with an overwhelming Jewish majority. So we have two people from the same organizations, one here in the United States, condemning those of us who promote reasonable immigration policies as racist and xenophobes. However, when it comes to Israel, it's a completely different story.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's always been that way. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about stuff that happened, you know, just recently. But even as early, well, we already talked about Emma Lazarus and her poem, Vice President Theodore Roosevelt had a very, very close relationship with B'nai B'rith. And when McKinley was assassinated, he stepped right into the presidency. And he was, he believed in racial mixing, and he believed in open immigration, and in even, you know, years before, in 1894, the American citizens were fighting this unbridled immigration, just as we are today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Well, you know, we have the Social Security law that came through Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And if you talk to anyone who came from the World War II generation, that's their one major, you know, that's their one major political issue, is that they get their Social Security checks. Well, just imagine if there wasn't Social Security, that thing they, you know, that thing that they allowed to happen during their generation. If they were just to save their money, they would have a small fortune. But, you know, this is what we have become. And, you know, I was previously working on an article which you had posted on your website, which I'm still working on, The Way of the Dinosaur, which argues, actually lays out how we came to this point where we have now been reduced to almost a single digit within the next, you know, 30, 40, 50 years. And I think that a major transformation of the American people, which really turned into a suicidal society, occurred during World War II. Because the people who came out of that generation, particularly those who were the siblings of those who fought in World War II, which are considered those who were born between 1930 and 1943, they're called the Silent Generation, they really have been the most propagandized people. I mean, they grew up during the birth of talking pictures. They were inundated with World War II propaganda. And if you even look today, that's the one area that is just cherished. You never really see movies that come out or any attention paid to the atrocities and the war crimes that occurred during World War II. It's cherished. It's meant to be that one glorious time in history that we can all relate to so that we can consider ourselves American exceptionalists, if you would. But, I mean, with all this, I mean, they're always looking for something, for some new movie to come out. How come we don't have, with all the special effects, They've covered the Titanic. They've covered all sorts of different things. What about Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Where's the next movie about that? An epic motion picture that talks about what occurred when we dropped the bomb. See, we don't deal with our own crimes. We don't want to talk about those things.
Right, and we certainly wouldn't want to address what we did to Dresden and what we did to the other cities in Germany that had over 50,000 residents. We certainly wouldn't want to address that Holocaust or, as you say, the Holocaust of Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And one of those cities was the foremost capital, the Christian capital of Japan.
Exactly.
What does that tell you? I mean...
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, like I said, you won't see things dealing with war crimes that occurred during World War II, because that's going to make people question other things about World War II, and perhaps even the Holocaust. So you see, they leave that alone completely. And everything that occurred during World War II, we were just sparkly clear, you know, it was the good war, quote unquote, that's how it's portrayed. And you will never see anything that deals with World War II in a negative. Now, other conflicts, sure, you know, the Iraq War, the Vietnam War, they'll talk about all sorts of things that occurred during that period of time, but they keep this one area cherished for two reasons, to have something that we can look back on and say, oh, we're better than the rest of the world, and number two, to protect the Holocaust hoax, the Holocaust story, that narrative. They don't want that touched. They don't want anyone to even go near that. But, I'm going to be writing an article that kind of fleshes that whole thing out to challenge this idea that our grandparents and our parents, as much as I love my parents, did not come from the greatest generation. I think that they came from one of the worst.
Well, you know, it's interesting because they started censorship in this country in 1927 with the Radio Act of 1927. And people don't recognize exactly what that entailed, but you see, they were planning on a war. The Jews basically planned a war as early as 1903, and they said world wars. And so in 1903, so they had to set up the media so that they could control it. And Herbert Hoover had worked for the Rothschilds for probably since 1909. And so he was involved in World War I. He was in the food processing, but he had the Belgian Relief Project, in which they, in order to keep Germany in the war, they had to get food to Germany through this scheme that they set up via Belgium, because Germany wanted to end the war a couple of different times formally, in 1915, the end of 1915, and in 1916. And so the Zionists made a deal. Oh, stay in the war. We'll help you get some food, yada, yada. And they wanted them to stay in the war until the U.S. came in. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that from 1900 forward, basically you had the Zionists planning these wars, including World War II. And, of course, whoever wins the war writes a story. They write, you know, the victors write the story, and they totally, you know, conceal anything that they did bad. They can, you know, Eisenhower concealed the 200 death camps that he set up in Germany, and he concealed the deaths of millions of people who were stranded, millions of Germans who were stranded in other areas of territory that Germany had lost in World War I because of the Versailles Treaty. And so that whole situation, which also involved the Ottoman Empire. I mean, the First World War is breaking up the Ottoman Empire so that the Jews could basically go in and grab Palestine, or at least have a mandate, the British mandate in Palestine. So, I mean, all of this is also orchestrated, and unless you really delve into it, People have no idea about the history of anything. They are just totally ignorant to history of any country, including their own. They have no idea what their government has done in their name. And it's shameful, and we all have blood on our hands, and it's about time that we woke up and looked at what the government is doing in our name.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
I'm ticked off.
Oh. Well, that's good to be ticked off. Well, we wouldn't be doing the things that we're doing, believe me.
Exactly.
But, the same people, you say that these things have been long planned out, and the same thing applies today. Just like we were talking earlier about what's going on in the Middle East. And before we went to the last break, I believe we were talking about the possibility of an Iran by Israel. I don't think that's going to occur, but here we are in another break. Boy.
Right. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Today is Keith Johnson. His website is revoltofthepleb.wordpress.com. And don't forget to go there and sign up. Just subscribe with your email address on the right-hand side of the page, and you will get an email message when he writes a new essay.
Thank you again for that plug. I got my own RBN commercial. This is great. too bad I'm not making money off of it. That's what it's off, really. But, no, like we said before the break, what I see happening in the Middle East is eventually that the chaos actually spirals into a cataclysmic war that may not even include the participation, maybe covertly, but not outwardly, the participation of the United States and Israel. And I'm just talking about a cannibalistic war between that will be postured as the Sunnis against the Shiites. I'm talking about a war which is ultimately led by the Saudis and their allies against Iran and their allies. Okay, now that's the smart way. I mean, it's not a moral way to do it, but I'm saying if the United States and Israel really wanted to succeed in the Middle East, they would do what they're doing now, and that is putting in these Wahhabi regimes, causing these countries, these nations to break up into smaller fractionalized groups, and then ultimately to have some kind of holy war that the world will look upon as, oh my God, look, it will actually bring shame upon the people of the Middle East and to Islam, unintentionally on the part of the good Muslim people, but something that that will actually just leave the Islamic world in shambles. So by the time this war ends, or by the time it starts, by the time the dust settles, we're going to have mass casualties, millions on both sides, the Saudis, the Iranians, the Egyptians. We're talking about an area which is known as the MENA region, the Middle East North Africa region, which has a population of anywhere between 400 and 600 million people. I mean, think about that, folks. 300 to 600 million people. The population of the United States is what, 320 to 350 million people?
Yeah,
we're talking about something that's almost twice as large as the United States. Now, what's going to happen in the wake of this war? After several years, all sides, all of their military resources will be in shambles, and it will make it very convenient for the United States and Israel to go in there and clean house. And it will provide a perfect opportunity for Israel to expand its borders out to where they want it to go. Like I said, the Tigris-Euphrates. However, some people don't agree with me on that and think that they want to take even more. You know, take all of Saudi Arabia, take all of Egypt, take all of North Africa. You know, that's a good possibility. But let's just say that Israel was to expand out. Okay, I hear you.
All right. Okay, we're going to our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after station ID. Stay tuned.